I just wanted to make sure that there was kind of a answer to some of the concerns about St. Louis County not following through. How do you think that's going to affect the regional economy?
I don't think I don't believe there'll be any discernible effect on jobs in the city of St. Louis. We've had studies that we've looked at. Counties from all over the country and cities across the country where there was a study done where they had a higher minimum wage than a surrounding county or city, and it had within a 30% range, it had no discernible effect. So we don't believe there'll be a major effect on jobs in the city of St. Louis. And the other thing is that there's a letter that was an open letter written in 2013. It had 600 economists on board, including seven laureates and they've all indicated that this is not going to have a negative effect on job growth and on jobs in general.
I imagine you expect this there to be litigation on this. How do
Yes.
you plan to fight this, or your administration plan?
No, we're going to, we feel very confident and comfortable with the legal aspect of it. We do expect that there, we certainly think that there may be a legal challenge, but we will defend that ordinance vigorously in court. We haven't seen a complaint yet. We don't know what the grounds are going to be yet, but if that happens, we will be prepared to respond.
I hate to ask you another hypothetical, but in 2013, the legislature invalidated your foreclosure mediation ordinance. Is there any concern the legislature may invalidate Kansas City's minimum wage increase next legislature? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that at all. I know that when they passed the legislation originally, they did leave some room for us to do something by August 28th, which is today. So that there's an indication there that they are not necessarily in favor of a statewide minimum wage, but that they would support our independent efforts to go forward with that. I can't speculate, though. I will certainly, happens in the future, I can't predict, but I will tell you that we have a minimum wage ordinance that's in effect in the city of St. Louis, and on October 15th, all employers in the city are going to be required, within the parameters of the ordinance to give their employees a raise up to $8.25 an hour to start with, and then by January 1st, $9 an hour.
Last question, you mentioned the statewide effort. Do you expect there to be a statewide effort in 16? There obviously wasn't one in 14. Do you think they'll be more serious about doing a statewide?
I don't want to speculate about what the legislature's going to do. What I can do, though, along with Mayor James of Kansas City, is to go to Jeff City, talk to legislative leaders, and talk about what we're doing in our city and what's important to our cities, which are economic engines of the state. And I think hopefully it'll provide a level of comfort for legislators that somebody's doing this. It's not just happening in one city, it's two cities on both ends of the state. And hopefully we can convince enough legislators that it's the right thing to do to reward hard work, to help improve productivity, and to help bring more people out of poverty and give them better opportunities for their future and for their families.
Just said one more thing. It was a pretty unusual coalition to pass this. Some of your harshest critics were yes votes in the Board of Aldermen. Some people have said that just showcases the importance of the issue. What do you think it means that, you had a pretty diverse coalition to pass this?
Well, it means that it certainly means that we're always reaching out and getting support in everything we're trying to do, but what it means is this is such an important issue, and one that a lot of people feel very strongly about. Now, there's a lot of us disagreed on what the number ought to be and over what period of time, but ultimately, working together, the aldermen, to their credit, found a way to get a bill that got the 16 votes. So. We certainly, and my staff worked very hard on it as well, but I think it really just does focus on, it really does show the importance of this issue. I mean, the president himself called for a $10.10 minimum wage some time ago, and if the state government or the federal government would have taken the lead, we wouldn't be here today. We're taking the lead. A handful of cities around the country have done the same thing at different levels and over different periods of time. But I believe strongly that we have taken a lead here. Other cities hopefully the state and the federal government ultimately, sooner than later, come on board and do the same thing we did throughout the whole country.